Now, we got something special for you. Here's a little bit of a taster. We'll be back. Heavy laden with time, she'll be sent out to sea. For how long will it be? Right on. Well, I am very honoured to be in the presence of the one and only Kella of Ursa.
Kia ora. Kia ora. Great to be here.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for... I would love to... Maybe we will take a little photo of this crazy setup and post it, but we do have to keep the mythology of BFM alive. How does it sound so good? Well, we've got one microphone weighed down by... Is it Max's fur jacket?
And, yep.
And we've got... enough microphones for roughly half of what you need, so let's see how we go. But this is Dead Run. We're listening to Dead Run. This is your song. Thank you so much for coming up and bringing... We've got a lot of big instruments. You've come up some stairs, oh my goodness. But it's such a pleasure to have you. I'm going to rewind a little bit because I've been your fan and I think friend too for a couple of years now. I was saying on here earlier that my first experience of catching you live was playing alongside Kiera Wallace, yeah, at the Wine Cellar, RIP, and to the Wine Cellar. And
not Kiera. Kiera's still going Kiera, strong.
Alive and well and ruling. But yeah, it was the first time I think a lot of people had seen you up here. And as I said, jaws were on the floor. So it was, yeah, I think there's a lot of, there should be a lot of hype for this show that you're going to be playing this Thursday.
Yeah, we're definitely hyped.
Yeah, good. So, like, let's rewind a little bit. So, Burn Cycle was the EP that came out last year.
Indeed, it was.
And it was that intended to be a little taster for what you were up to? Was it a cleansing of the palate for what you've been up to?
It's quite a separate project. Like, it actually came while I was in the middle of working on this Animal Reaction album.
Yeah.
And I had to put that on pause in order to work on Dead Run, which was more or less like a... an art project that I composed for the burning of a giant three-story structure at an art festival.
That's right, that's this.
Yeah, and then it was so amazing performing it live, and then I just thought I want to share this so people can, you know, continue to listen to it. Oopsie, it's a little taster of what's to come.
Spoiler, there's a full-size piano in the studio.
But I also realised after releasing it that I've been following different elements, and that was a fire element, whereas my first debut album was My Body of Water.
Yeah.
And then Patterns of Remedy I associate with being an air element, and our Animal Reaction is very much like in the ground, summoning Earth Mother and giving Earth Mother a voice.
And when we first met, you were just going by the name Kella, and I see now Kella of Ursa is your title,
yes,
to which we will refer to you. tell us about the morphing into a new evolution.
Yeah, well, I've been looking for an extended name for a while because my music gets mixed up with the Japanese Kella that makes hip-hop and the 90s boy band Kella and then the American pop star. So I was like, okay, how do we extend it? And then Ursa Major is actually the star constellation that my namesake Callisto, the Greek nymph, was turned into.
Huh.
So it's a little astrology,
it just seems like simple logic,
reference. Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool.
Cosmic extension.
And have you felt like adding something to your name has added something to your musical persona? Tell us more about Do you feel like you're inhabiting something new?
I think I'm just stepping into it more because I feel like when I perform on stage, I'm bringing myself and more. Like there is a connection for me to ancestry, to spirituality, and it's sort of owning that a bit more and saying it's Kala, but more. You know, it is authentically me, but I'm sort of bringing, you know, everything on a soul level to the table.
So tell us about the album as a whole, because there are a couple of other songs already released up online, Weather the Storm and Face Me, which I think we're going to hear today live in studio.
We're playing
them both. And the album is coming. When's the album coming?
30th of May. So the Tamaki Makaurau show is a preview. First in the world to hear the whole album.
So this Thursday is a good day for many things, but it is a very good day to be going to see Kala Ursa playing an album preview. So you're going to be playing the whole album before anyone else can hear it.
Yeah.
That's great. And very, very exciting lineup to Ursa Island playing.
Yes, they're amazing. I'm so excited that they're on board. Yeah.
Yes.
And then we have Newphobia as well, who's a Wellington-based musician and also incredible, and he'll play as well.
That's at Neck of the Woods this Thursday. So we're basically going to have a couple of songs. We're going to need to do a little, a bit of, how would you call this, musical chairs of microphones. I've got yours, you've got Olivia's. So we've got Olivia Wilding in the studio playing cello, who I can't even see because of these giant screens, but you are there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So tell us about the live show before we launch into this, because I have to swap microphones, so we can't talk in between songs. Or you can explain the songs maybe, best I stay out of it. Tell us about the live show. What can we be expecting from your live show?
Yeah, well, I guess if you've seen me before, it is definitely bringing something different into the live space. Mm-hmm. I like to make things complicated in the best way. So I'm looping, I'm playing keys, and I've got electronic production that gives it this booty low end to everything. And then I've also got Olivia joining me, which gives this beautiful... The cello has been the love of my life for the longest time, and Olivia plays it so beautifully. There's like bits where she takes a solo and I almost have to catch myself because I'm starting to tear up.
Just go for it.
It's so pretty. Ah, if I could be a cello. Or play the cello. My dad made me play violin instead, which is still a solid instrument. And I'm going to play that too.
You are going to play. It's still a pretty respectably beautiful instrument.
And we get to play together at times and have little duet moments. So there's lots of like fun things. Like there's a part where we turn the cello into a deep bass sea creature, kind of wail, and loop it. And lots going on.
Well, if people aren't already on the hook to come along this Thursday, what time is the show?
So doors are at 7, at 7:30.
This is good to know because, you know, sometimes shows are at 11 o'clock at night, something crazy.
No, I like to go to bed early. Yeah. Honestly, if a gig's done by 9, 10pm and we're packing up, I'm a happy lady.
we'll split the difference. You'll start the doors at 7 and things are happening at 7:30. So tickets from under the radar. What I reckon we're going to do is I'll pop dead run up. We'll turn all these mics off for 2 seconds and then we'll do a quick Jimmy and then you can introduce the first song.
Brilliant.
How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds great.
And then we can figure out what needs to go where as we go.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, using complicated hand signals. All right.
My sake,
If it hurts you, I know you didn't mean to, but I was broken too. Call the feudies, cast them in my storm, and bellow to the heavens.
That was Face Me. And what people don't know is that the main chord progression in the verse spells face. Because I'm a nerd. This next song is Weather the Storm, and it's a letter to a future generation apologising for the state of the world that we're leaving for them, and telling that daughter to band together and stay strong.
Blows a story and takes hold of my words. My back is ripped from my hands. I will call my daughter in years to come. Tell her to weather the storms. Winter reflecting the thread. The light flickers along in the surge, leaves me
read my mind. Thanks for my mic back. That was extraordinary.
Thank you.
Wow. I was fiddling about trying to do some like technical bits and pieces, and I suddenly thought, this is just incredible. What's going on here? I kind of felt a bit like at a loss. Listen, if you don't even know, you weren't in the room, you can hear it on air, I'm sure, but this is some magic stuff. So please do the right thing this Thursday, 7:30, you know, mm-hmm. 7's smart because you can get your drink, you can get your spot, 7:30 it starts. Oh, Kella Reversa, thank you so much for coming up.
Absolute privilege, thank you.
And thank you, Olivia, also for playing some cello and singing. I know you're there somewhere behind this big screen.
Through the computer screen.
That was so wonderful. Thank you so much. And once again, a little plug for the show this Thursday and tickets from Under the Radar. And the album is out the week after.
On the 30th.
Wow.
Yeah, and so tell your friends around the country because we're going to travel.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Four other shows, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
You can give them a little plug if they're there. We've got
Whanganui on the 29th, Te Whanganui Atara, Wellington on the 30th, and then Otetahi, Christchurch on the 5th, and then Otipoti, Dunedin on the 6th, where
wonderful.
I'm from. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, thank you so much. We have a little ad break, a little bit of Marlon and some news and stuff. But meanwhile, we'll just be reeling here in the studio. No big deal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.